In the far reaches of China, in the foothills of the Himalayas, there is a place where the word for father does not exist. Known as the Country of Daughters, this is where the Moso people live. It is where Yang Archa Namu, a well-known Chinese singer, grew up. Yang spent much of her childhood tending yaks in the mountains near her village. Her life changed when she entered a singing contest and got the opportunity to perform in Beijing. The new book, Leaving Mother Lake, A Girlhood at the Edge of the World, tells the story of Yang's life and describes the unique Moso culture, where there is something called walking marriage, and uncles, not fathers, are the men in the family. Yang collaborated on her memoir with anthropologist Christine Mathieu. We spoke with both of them about the book. Mathieu says the Moso family structure is fascinating to an anthropologist.
They're not only a matrilineal society, but they're a society without marriage. Ideally, they do not marry. The families are indivisible, and so people are born in a family and they die in it. They do not leave to establish their own households. So how it works is the men go out and find lovers, and then they stay with their lovers overnight, and in the morning they come back to their mother's house. From a man's point of view, a man's children are not the children of their father, but the children of their sisters. Yeah.
And so a woman can have more than one lover.
Oh, as much you can't. As much you want and as much you need. Yeah. You know, when the girl 13 years old, we have our own flower chamber, flower room. You know, they have our own privacy. So when the boy... they come to you, want to come to your flower chamber, he will ask, so can I come to your room for a glass of wine tonight? You know, she can give a different sin-law to the different boys, you know, and then she will remember which wine she wants to have it. So when this guy comes, she will open the door for him. And then if she doesn't really like this guy, she will, you know, leave his stuff outside the door.
Tell me about the role of music in the Moso culture. First of all, Christine, why don't you describe it the way you've observed it as an outsider?
Oh, the singing. Well, people sing all the time. You know, they have dinner, they start singing, they have festivals, they sing. I think that that's really a question for Namu.
Namu?
She's the singer.
Yeah, you know, in my people, we say that if you know how to walk, and you must know how to sing, you know.
And the songs are all...
And the song is so... Love song is so sexy. And the mother song is so rich. And then we have a song for them because we believe a woman's God. So we have a God mountain songs and God festivals. It just is so many different kind of, you know. So everybody know how to sing, you know.
Tell me about the role of the songs in courtship. You were saying that the love songs are so sexy. I mean, they play.
You want to hear?
Yes, I'd love to. Can you sing? Give us an example.
Okay, yeah. Don't get too hot. Hina arwan hatu bunusha nyabugo hirashajuwa rashajuwa. つほらまぱんむくじゃんそほでろこでたにゃららせやにゃずこひにまだみんあろまだみんあろ
What was that song about? Can you tell us?
Well, that's a song. you know, in a walking marriage, right? So boys come to girls' flower chamber in the evening, and they leave very early in the morning. So sometimes the girl don't get enough, you know, so but the men have to leave home to serve their own family. So, of course, they have some like, you know, my body is still warm. The fireplace is still warm. Why do you have to leave me so, you know, in a hurry. Yeah, it's cute. It's also impossible to translate. It's two different things.
Namu, singing became your way out, though, your way out of the Mosul culture. Tell us how that happened exactly.
Actually, you know what I think about it? I think I'm always different in my village because I was quite quiet when I was a little girl. You know, I'm living in the mountains, really quiet, and my uncle is a really quiet person. So I was, thinking, what about after mountain? What do they have? Another side of the mountain, what do they have? I was curious about different things, And then in the mountain, you have nothing to do, you just sing because you want to shout, you drink a butter tea, eating zamba, yak meat, to give you full of energy. So I always want to, do something. And then there's not so much to do in the mountain, so it's just a scene.
The story in the book, the story of your journey from your village to Beijing, when you left the village to go into a singing contest and you won and you kept going from one city to another, bigger and bigger, ending up in Beijing. It's a wonderfully told story. And I wonder, Namu, if you can just give us a little sense of what that was like for a young girl like you to leave your small village and end up in the capital of your country. Just give me a sense of what the feeling was like.
I just like hungry for everything. I want it. I want to have it. I want to grab it. I want to get it. I want to experience.
Christine, how unusual is it for a Mosul woman to leave her village the way that Namu did?
It was certainly very unusual at the time Namu did it. Today it's a little bit different because the country has opened up and there are roads and there are opportunities for work outside. But certainly to do what Namu did and become who she became, I think it would be not only unusual for a Mosul girl, but for a girl anywhere.
Yang Archer Namu and Christine Mathieu are the authors of the new book, Leaving Mother Lake, A Girlhood at the Edge of the World.